Dialogue 2. A special hearing.
Excuse my impertinence, but are you married?
Well, yes and no.
I don't understand.
What do you think?
I would say no. Well, at least that is what I have been told. But I don't like to ask inconvenient questions.
No, don't worry about it. Am I?
No, I won't.
Look, let go. It feels great to be free.
I asked the question simply to confirm the innocence of the character that you should later portray on the big screen.
Don't worry, I'm very innocent.
And there is another question that I would like to ask you, if it is not an imposition, of course. How old are you?
That is irrelevant. How dare you?
Well, I apologize, Miss Gaynor, but when I received the call from 20th Century Fox, they told me that the main actress was a beautiful girl.
Oh, charming! Oscar Wilde himself came to court me.
What? Did you say Oscar Wilde?
Oscar Maid. Maid.
Oh, I don't know him.
You don't?
They also told me at Fox that the main actress, you, was a fresh girl.
Very. Like the best fish sold in Ireland.
But? Young.
Oh, I get it. You think I'm too old for the role?
No, not at all. It's not what I think. It's just, I think you look more than you...
The passage of time is so relative. You're telling me you don't know young people who seem older or contrary?
Of course, but not with a gap of about 40 years.
Experience, my dear.
What?
I am much younger than you think, just a girl. But I've led such a pitiful life that my skin has wilted. But nothing that cannot be fixed with good makeup. And I'm sure there will be makeup artists on the movie, right?
Of course. When has there not been makeup in cinema?
That's why I like the Seventh Art so much. For the glamour that it gives off. And, of course, with a bit of powder here, a little mascara there, everything changes, right?
Of course.
Did you have to make up your main actor a lot for your movie? The vampire one?
Do you mean Nosferatu?
Yes.
Oh, not too much. Max Schreck has very sallow skin.
Just as I feared.